Well, good morning. 614 Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Hot breath off me. Cripes.
Early morning. Hot breath.
A little life hack for you. If you can smell your own breath, your breath's terrible.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. If your own breath makes your eyes water, put a breath mint in. You'll be all right. Be all right.
Two.
Let's do your 8 a.m. WTF, or 8 a.m., 6 a.m. You can tell that I want to get the show done. I'm saying, oh, yeah, let's do your 8 a.m. WTF. Huh? Hey, we can change time all we want. We just did it with the time change, so screw it. Yeah, it's 8 a.m. right now. Who cares?
Let's go back to the future.
No, let's do your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. Good God.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
If you're going to do something dumb, I guess at least make it memorable, like this guy. Police in Hot Springs, Arkansas, got a report last Friday about a naked man who stole a pontoon boat and took it out on a lake.
It
was not you, Hunter. It was not you, unfortunately.
Good.
When they found him, he was naked and sitting upside down between the steering console and the captain's seat. His name is Preston Leonard. He's 25.
Sitting upside down?
So I think he got stuck in between the steering console and the captain's seat.
Okay.
While being naked. Huh? Once they got him into custody, they tracked down the owner of the boat and let them know about it. The owner said that the boat itself is worth about $25,000, but it probably wouldn't sell for that price at the moment, you know, with the naked guy all over.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you got to get rid of the naked guy.
Preston ripped out several of the seats and caused other damage to the tune of $4,000. He's facing charges for first-degree criminal mischief and theft of property worth over $25,000. He could be facing serious jail time, too, because this wasn't his first rodeo. Almost exactly 1 year ago, he was sentenced to 5 years in prison on similar charges. That crime also involved theft and property worth over $25,000. Wow. Okay, so why is he out? If he was sentenced to
5 years, yeah. What's going on? Did he get out? Did he escape?
I don't know.
Maybe he's not tried. He wasn't tried yet. Dude, you know, here's the thing. Pontoons are sweet. You know, they're a nice boat, good cruiser boat.
Yeah.
If you're going to steal something and potentially go to jail for it, dude, get like a cigarette boat or something.
Yeah, you're not gonna have some high speed boat chase, you know, on a pontoon.
Nah, you hit 20, 25 maybe.
Yeah, more for cruising, more for a lazy day on the river.
Yeah, you need to get like something exciting, like a real fast fan boat or something would be sweet.
I am looking at the mugshot of this guy. He is in the early stages of meth, definitely for sure. It's one of those. It's one of those.
Stages.
And I want to know, like, how he got upside down, stuck between the console and the seat.
Which is weird to me because, dude, I've seen a lot of pontoons. There's a lot of room.
There's a lot of space, and you'd have to get yourself pretty well wedged in there, right?
Yeah, right. Plus, the seat rotates. I don't know. This guy was definitely messed up on
something. It's almost like, you know, like in a cartoon, you know, when they get the wheel spinning really fast and then someone grabs onto it and then they spin with the wheel. So maybe he was trying to get that wheel going real quick and then it got like caught on his shirt, which then whipped him around, which then ripped his shirt off and then somehow caught his pants and then he got lodged naked in between. I'm trying to paint a picture of how he ended up naked upside down. Stuck.
I think you're thinking too much into it, man. I think it was just early stages of meth.
The meth made him hot. He decided to take off all his clothes while still, you know, when your heart is racing because of the meth and then the crime, you know, that's a good way to get the adrenaline pumping. You get hot and sweaty, so you take off all your clothes, and then somehow you get wedged in between the seat and the steering wheel. I just don't get it.
The early stages of meth.
Brought to you by Stolen Pontoon Boat. No, wait. Stolen Pontoon Boat. Brought to you by the early stages of meth. All right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.
This Thanksgiving Day, you...